Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm happy to be here, even happier to have all of you here. I unfortunately, for health reasons, which I will explain in a moment, had to take a break from all things business related, my shop Creative Katie Decor, and this podcast. But I am going to try to get back into the swing of things because I am starting to really honestly just miss doing things that make me happy, and I really, really miss connecting with all of you. Before I explain why I had to take a break for 2 weeks and what is coming up next, for the next little while with this podcast, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you who have spent the last 2 weeks still listening in, still downloading episodes and sharing them so that other people can find my podcast or episodes of it that you love. I have not on social media even really talked about my podcast this past 2 weeks because I've been so focused on getting myself to a physically better place, but the podcast has somehow this past 2 weeks still grown, and that is because of all of you. And I just wanted to say that I'm so, so thankful for that. So, so grateful for all of you and that we're connected. So, what did happen that so suddenly literally took me off my feet? As somebody who has anxiety and depression, I find that when I get really anxious, when depression sets in, when I'm really stressed and overwhelmed, physically my shoulders and back take it the worst, besides me getting nauseous and dealing with headaches. But this past 2.5 weeks, I have actually dealt with a little bit more than just pain due to stress, anxiety, and depression. I actually had developed a bunch of knots in my shoulders, back, and even my sides and neck. And so for the past 2.5 weeks, I have really, really had to focus on recovery movements, basically just sitting around doing fuck all with a heating pad on my back, and I've had to get a massage to try and help it. I am not at 100% yet. I am still in pain, and there are definitely still knots in my shoulders, but other things have happened in the past week that have kind of thrown me off track even more, and so suddenly I am finding that I'm not even noticing the pain from the knots like I was, say, 2 weeks ago, because there's just so much else going on in my mind right now. There's so much else going on in my life all of a sudden. But that is what had stopped me from being able to do anything. Like, for the past 2 weeks, I wanted to record something, but I honestly could not sit here long enough, even a heating pad, to get through a proper episode. And I just wasn't in a mentally good enough place to even, when this first started happening, share an update and warn you all that I could be gone for a little bit, or that for a little while it'd have to be only mini episodes. I was in that much pain. I was in, honestly, that much pain for a good 2 weeks. Here's the thing. I do feel better. Although I have some work to do on my back, I do feel better than I have the past 2 weeks or so. But there are other things going on in my life that are taking up all my brain space and that are really affecting me. So, although these are not things I'm willing to talk about, there's a bunch going on right now. Just know that I'm, like, really in one of those slow, weird seasons where I don't know where life's gonna end up in the next few weeks or months even. And it's kind of terrifying. If you're in about anything close to that, if you're in any sort of similar situation, I am literally, like, with you, right in the waters, trying to swim with you. My plan for the podcast right now is to go back to weekly episodes. What I am going to do specifically is share each week something that I had gone through the previous week. So next Tuesday, I will talk about the thing that happened to me this week that really affected me most mentally and emotionally, and how I'm trying to work through in real time. And what I'm going to do is ask that if you're in any sort of similar situation, to try those same tips, tricks, or check out those same resources and let me know how they go for you, if they work for you like they're working for me. So it's going to get really, really personal, like real time, what's going on with me. This is the shit I'm going through. These are the good things happening that I'm mentally working through. Because sometimes when good things happen, it still mentally affects us, because we may not think we deserve those good things, and working through things like that can be a bit of a hard process. So I'm going to share all the good, bad, the ugly with you in real time. They are going to be shorter episodes, but they're going to be good. I really don't know, have any clue where in the next few weeks or months or whatever, days even, my life is going to go. I have no idea where my path is about to take me. Like, I'm just kind of a fish out of water, flopping down this path on the journey, following a trail, hoping that things are happening for me, not to me. No, things are happening for me, not to me. I gotta change that mindset. If you're in a mindset right now where you're like, no, things have to be happening to me. How is this happening for me? Get out of it right now. I don't know how, but things are happening for you and I, not to us. This is all happening for a reason, even if we don't know. To get myself back on track here quickly. So I don't know where life is gonna take me, and I can't guarantee that I will, depending on how things go and how my body reacts to them, what happens with my nervous system, I can't guarantee that for the next bunch of weeks it will be me to do the podcast, but my goal is to keep them weekly. And if something happens where I really fall the fuck apart, I emotionally just cannot bring myself to talk to people and share things, I will have friends who also have their own podcasts do like a guest week type episode. Either that, or I will ask one of them to kind of do an interview with me type thing, so that I'm not doing it alone and getting myself all super emotional. Somehow, some way, these podcasts are going to go back to and stay weekly. I hope you're all ready for it. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you all have busy lives. So I just wanted to give this quick update, say hello, to let you all know that I am still around, and share with you what I plan to do with the podcast to keep it going. I hope you have all been working through things that you need to work through, as hard as it may be, that you have had a wonderful, safe 2 weeks, and I hope that you are not being too hard on yourself. As long as you show up and you're doing the best you can in whatever physical, mental state you're in, you are doing more than enough. It's been wonderful to sit down and finally chat with you all again. I have missed these conversations. I cannot wait to be back full force, in the capacity that I can right now be full force. And I am going to be back next week for an episode. For now, I think I can do weekly short episodes when emotions come up that are really hard to handle, or when I'm just not in a good enough mental state. That is when I will either do an interview with someone or ask a friend to do a guest episode. I am so grateful for you all. Thank you again for keeping the podcast going and growing while I've been gone for 2 weeks. I am so happy that we are connected and that we are on this journey together. I cannot wait to sit down and chat with you all next week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message, or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.